Welcome to Postcast tonight. The Utah Jazz defeat the Golden State Warriors in a blowout win, 110-91. Ron Boone will join me. We'll talk about the Jazz gift they got from the Warriors and how much it matters, the play of Dante Exum, and a generation past Jazz fans got a sound they'd never heard from my voice, but they heard from someone many, many times before. That's all coming up on today's edition of Postcast. Well, Ron, you had to win this one. They're not playing Steph. They're not playing Durant. You're not playing Draymond. They're not playing Clay. You're not going to look at this one and say you learned a great deal about it, but what a huge gift. When you look at this, four games and six nights on the road in Oakland, three time zones, you're not getting this one. When you're trying to make the playoffs, this is not on your list of W's. This is a huge gift.
You know, when you start looking at the schedule, especially, you know, the time the Jazz are in now, you start looking at ball games that you have a chance of winning, and you start putting together how many wins you think they can get out of that. I mean, this is not a ball game that, I mean, sometimes you get breaks like this, and you know, we've seen other teams come up with breaks, but the big teams, the teams with all the wins, have injuries, and they get a chance to just, for the most part, just get a, as you call it, a gift. What a break the Jazz got.
Well, now 2 days off in Boston without Kyrie Irving, though Boston keeps winning on this trip without Kyrie Irving, so I'm not sure that one is. A lot of people have already asked me, does this make up for the Atlanta loss? In some extent, yes. This is the trade-off for the Atlanta loss, though I am a little tentative on that one in the sense that the Jazz had, I think in this stretch since February 22nd, about 12 or 13 games where they had a 60 or better win probability. Well, you're not going to win all of them, so at some point you're going to drop one. So Atlanta's kind of just, you drop one. But, yes, this is one that was, I think, below 20% on the win chart, or at least well below 40%. So this is a big-time gift. Is there anything?
Well, let's deal with that because, you know, sometimes you're going to run up against a team, just to add on what you're saying, that a player's just hot and you can't do anything about it. LaMarcus Aldridge the other night, I mean, he was just flat out hot. The Jazz defense just couldn't put together anything to slow him down. And then Schroeder for Atlanta. He had a career night that night. And it wasn't like that. They took the Jazz. They took the ball game. It wasn't like the Jazz gave it to him.
Well, the Jazz end up with a 2 out of 3 on this road trip, which is what you need to have. We thought it would probably be San Antonio, and then got the gift tonight. All right, let's go to part two of this one tonight. Dante Exum changed the game in the second quarter, and his speed is really special, and he's beginning to learn how to use it.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I think Quinn's going to see this and see that, you know, there's times when you need to speed up the ball game. The Jazz play at a certain pace. They like to push it up the floor at a certain pace, push it up the sidelines with pushing up, meaning pass ahead on the sidelines a lot of time, just to speed up the game a little bit and get into their offense a little bit. What Dante's going to give, He gets it and goes. I mean, he's going with it. He's trying to get to the rim. He knows he's not a great outside shooter, but he will take that shot. But he was able to speed up the ball game in that second quarter. And the Jazz started getting some very good looks and scoring in the paint there as well.
His outside shooting is not great, so it makes it hard for him to be able to get those drives to the basket. But he's finding a way, which is really impressive. The other thing we're seeing more out of him is some better passing than we've seen out of him before.
Well, it's time for him to grow up. It's time for him to be a player in this league and understand, you know, how to make your teammates better, how to make adjustments to make your team better, you know, those type of things. And he's had enough time and watched enough film or, you know, with coaches to understand what's going on out there on the floor. So it's his time. I just hate that he missed that developmental year last year, that the point where he would be a much better basketball player.
Well, that's the whole trick on Dante. That's so hard to figure out. Like, are you evaluating a fourth-year pro? Or are you evaluating a second-year pro? Or are you evaluating a 21-year-old? I mean, the fact of the matter is he's going to get paid in the offseason, so that makes it very tricky on how you're going to evaluate it. And what are you willing to pay him makes that, you know, this even more complicated. He will be a restricted free agent. But it is not clear to me. I think I still look at him as this prospect who came into the NBA with almost no experience, then came off the ACL, so the first half of last year was wasted. Then he played about 20 games last year of any value that you could look at, and then we're trying to see him now after his first basketball offseason he's ever had, and he promptly got hurt. So I think I still view him very much as this prospect, wondering if he can play rather than a four-year veteran. And I don't know how you deal with the fact you got to pay him, but we don't have to worry about that. He showed something that could help the Jazz tonight, you know, along the way in a win, changing the game. Jay Crowder did as well. He really – Jazz got a bench bounce tonight that they have not had. The other one that happened tonight is the name Stockton was said during a Jazz broadcast. I dreamed of doing that for many years of my life. Probably did it into many a television where no one but me or somebody around me could hear me. And David played tonight, made two free throws. They have now surpassed Jay and Corey Crowder as the all-time father-son scoring combo in Jazz history. What was it like for you, Ron? You've known David since he was born, basically.
I've known him since he was he's not much bigger now than he was when he was here. But it's kind of fun because, you know, kids, you know, they have to grow up sometimes. But when you see kids like that, and young men now, you don't look at them as grown-ups. You know, you look at them that they've gotten older, but, you know, this, 24 years old now, and maybe 25, I think. But it is just remember the little kid that owned the gym after the ball games. I mean, he went everywhere he wanted. Everyone knew him. He spent a lot of time on the floor shooting baskets when he was a little kid. And now he's on the Jazz team with a beard. He has to shave. And if you stand that far away from him, you just don't know it because he looks like he's in junior
high.
Yeah,
he does. He still looks like he's a little one. So the Jazz win it today. Fun night. A good win. Valuable in the standings. Clippers stunned everybody, got one in Toronto, which we didn't expect. Oklahoma City fell at Portland, and San Antonio fell in Washington. I'll update you on the Monday edition of Locked On Jazz tomorrow. Wednesday against the Celtics, tickets available. Season tickets for next year available with playoff priority for this year at 801-325-DUNK. So please jump aboard and do that. There is a real chance the Jazz will sell out season tickets next year, the same way the Warriors have. They put a cap on it. They don't want every ticket in the building to be a sellout or a season ticket, because then other people can't come. So there's a cap on how many season tickets will be sold in a season. And so if you want to get your season tickets, you may have to do it here soon before it gets sold out. Jazz beat the Warriors by a lot for the second time this year. This one a little less impressive than the last one, but it still counts on the Jazz. On Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.